Welcome to the Love Hate Machine. Please keep your hands and feet in the coaster at all times. Please stand by. Preparing for departure in 3, 2, 1.
Cable snapped on the line, leaving them suspended in midair 70 meters back above the ground. Luckily, rescue teams did make it to the spot just in time for 3 dear stranded passengers. Literally hanging upside down there. Such a close call. This is the first safety scare at this amusement park either. Seems 2 years ago a 12-year-old girl suffered serious injuries after a trampoline accident. Again, ironically, that time it involved a horse.
He eventually lost his grip and fell 15 meters to the ground. Young people below watched the tragedy unfold and used their mobile phones to record the ordeal rather than helping the boy. They yelled for him to hold on tight, laughed, and then made jokes.
Turned into terror for 16 passengers. They were traveling at more than 100 kilometers per hour, picking up speed, going into the final series of 360-degree loops when tragedy struck. Three of the four passengers in that final car were suddenly tossed up. The undercarriage was gone. The train careened forward, still on the tracks, dragging the final car.
Describes the terrifying turn of events that unfolded next. She says, as we started to go up, we were laughing about something, and then it almost as if it jolted a little bit or something, like a whipping sound or something. We looked up, and there were a bunch of cables falling, and this was only about 20 feet off the ground. It kept going up, and at this point, I had cables all over my body. There was a cable hanging below me. There were cables all over my friends. She goes on to say, my lip was busted. I had cuts all over me, and I was bleeding and freaking out. I remember smoke and the smell of burning. I felt like I was going to die. We kept screaming, stop the ride. People were frantically freaking out. I remember something else fell on us, which was more cables. We even had cables around our necks, and we pulled them off. Something hard hit our heads, and then we dropped. Caitlin adds she doesn't remember much of the ride down, but does remember when they got to the bottom, saying, I remember feeling like I was on fire and smelling burning flesh. Everybody said I didn't think my feet were off, but I remember looking at my legs and scared for everything. I kept screaming out of control, and my leg was hurting. I remember asking them to let me get out. I just wanted to walk away and go home.
Doctors reattached Caitlin's right foot after the accident, but her left leg had to be amputated below the knee. In the court documents, Lassiter says she can barely walk without a walker or crutches, and even then is extremely slow. She says she's in constant pain, and her dreams are harder to realize now and do not seem achievable.
Thank you so much for listening. You may now exit to your right. Please enjoy your stay. Goodbye.